rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 6:30, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Running way behind. Too busy talking about Hunter's gambling career and burps in a bag. My God, what the hell's going on this morning? Weird morning already. Anyway, well, we got to get to it. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweiser's, other great seasonal things. So whatever you got going on, make sure you're stocked up. And, of course, drink wiser with Bud Distributing. There you go.
Major League Baseball, real quick, last night. Mets was postponed in Detroit due to rain. It was in Detroit yesterday. And if you were around anywhere in Michigan yesterday, whew, pretty rough. Nationals beat the Cubs 4-1. White Sox beat the Twins 4-3. That went in 10 innings there. Today, Mets going to be Detroit 140. Cubs going to be in Washington at 7:05. And Minnesota going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 7:10. Real quick, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Last night, the Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 4-2. Florida leads that series 4-1. The Kraken. I know, I'm going to say that like that every time now.
He's some kind of damned moron.
The Kraken beating the Stars 5-4 in overtime. Seattle leads that series 1-0. Just going to rip through some scores here real quick. NBA last night, which I caught the late game because I kind of like fell asleep early. Then I woke up and I was walking around the house. I turned it on and I was like, oh, my God, it's the fourth quarter. Like 8 minutes left. Perfect. This was not the game I watched. Knicks beat the Heat 111-105. Series tied 1-1. The Lakers game is the one I was talking about. 117 beating Golden State to 117-112. LA leads that 1-0. That was the first game last night, and it was intense, man. Golden State was down by.
Wait, it was intense? I thought it'd be on a basketball court.
No, they actually put up a circus tent and they played in there last night. It was pretty wild. They had a big clown show and everything. Elephants. It was wild. But anyway.
Yeah. So that was game one, you said?
Dude, it was wild. So I want to say Golden State was down by like 12 at one point. And this is like going into the fourth quarter. Klay Thompson steps up. Boom! Hits a three. Then they're just like, give Steph the ball. Give Steph Curry the ball. We need to make up like 30 points here. Sure enough, bang, bang, bang. The guy's incredible. So if after like the third shot Curry hit, they're like, we're just going to put 2.5 guys on him. So anywhere Curry went, there were two guys on him, face guarding him and getting help from this other guy over here as well. They were just not going to let this guy shoot because literally there was a shot last night. I don't even think he looked at the hoop. I'm serious. He had to catch and shoot it that fast because he was getting face guarded. He was like 3 feet outside of 3-point line, catches it and just kind of throws it up. I swear it was backwards.
Yeah.
Poof, nothing but net. It's like unbelievable. But not good enough because L.A. last night stepped up. LeBron had a few drives last night. I was like, damn, dude. How old is LeBron? He's a year older than us. 38?
Hold on. How old is LeBron?
Can you imagine still running up and down the court, yeah, Brock? I know you didn't run up and down the court, but could you imagine?
At 38, no.
And playing at a level like that, like knees have to be on fire, man.
I don't like doing that weird little speed walk across the crosswalk when a driver waves me through. All right, I don't like doing that.
Basketball's a certain pace too. It's just it's almost like soccer. It's a constant. You're constantly running.
Yeah.
No, you know, it seems like when you need a breath, that's when like 8 fast breaks happen. I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm over.
Coach, call the timeout. I'm tired.
Please, God.
Please call a timeout. What are you doing? I'm exhausted.
You know.
Yeah.
There's one thing with LeBron watching him last night. There was a point where I'm like, I just don't know why I want him to lose. What is that about LeBron? I have nothing against LeBron. He's a great player. But every time he's on the court, I'm like, come on, just somebody beat him.
Hell of a player, man. And, you know, it's not like he goes to bad teams either. You know what I mean? It's not just LeBron out there, you know, doing it. So
I'm not going to change my opinion from like 2014. And I remember saying this way back is why I don't like LeBron. Because I feel like he just muscles his way to everything.
Yeah.
There's not too much finesse with LeBron. He doesn't have that golden follow through like Jordan had, you know, where he'd step back, fade away, holds the follow through, reaching into the cookie jar, just perfection, you know?
Yeah.
When LeBron throws up a 3-pointer, you're like, it's kind of goofy looking. Like, that doesn't look like it's going to go in every time, you know? And it doesn't. But good enough to win the game last night against a very good team. So there you go, 117-112 last night. LA leads the series 1-0. Do you want a story? Should we just get right into something?
Just get into something. Let's just get into it.
You want pro football or baseball?
Pro football or baseball? Why don't we do?
Mind you, we still have another sports report.
Let's do baseball.
All right, let's do it. Gambling, just like we were talking about.
Clickety clack, let it ride.
Clickety clacking. Everybody's clickety clacking. You must have watched that documentary I watched. Gambling regulators in Ohio shut down betting on college baseball games involving Alabama. After suspicious wagering activity, was detected on the game between Alabama and top-ranked LSU on Friday. It's a developing story. We're going to see if there are more details about this suspicious wagering activity are released. And if the gambling regulators end up deciding that there's nothing screwy about those Alabama baseball games, then, you know, everything will be fine. But it doesn't seem that way. Usually when there's suspicion, something's going on. Dude, the more I look into gambling, the more I'm like, I don't think sports is real. It's insane. The more and more I kind of look into it, those documentaries that come out, now stories like this, and how easy it is to gamble. People in the NFL draft getting suspended for a year because of gambling. Is sports real?
It's interesting because we've talked more about sports gambling, I feel like, in the last, year or so?
Because it's in the news.
It's coming to light more. And, I mean, because you could go all the way back. I mean, hell, go back to I can't remember now again, but like the 1920 Yankees or whatever. They did that movie with John Cusack and all that stuff, and it was about them throwing the World Series and all this stuff. I mean, I'm sure gambling's been going on for a long time. And maybe now, just because more and more people, we got the internet and more people are reporting on it, or there's more options to do it because you don't have to go to a bookie now. I don't know, but it's wild, dude. It's wild how much we've talked about it.
Got a question about something here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crossed my mind last night. Explain this to me. So we've all heard the same, Vegas always wins. Vegas always wins, right? Yep. In the end, Vegas always wins. The casino always wins. So why don't you just bet with Vegas? Every time. Sure, you're going to lose a few, just like if you were going to bet.
What do you mean, bet with what Vegas says?
Every time. I know you're not going to win as much, but what if you bet with Vegas every single time? You're going to win, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense, does it? Does it not? See, I could be way off on this, guys, because I don't gamble. I don't get on the app, and I'm not clicking the... But what if you bet with Vegas every single time? You're going to win, right?
Yeah, but you're not going to win big. It's not going to be, you know, it's like when
doesn't matter.
When I go on my sports, you know, my betting app, right? And let's say there's obviously the Chiefs are the favorites. Well, I'm going to have to bet like $100 to win like five. You know what I mean? So it's not, I mean, yeah, I'm winning, I guess, $5. So it's not like I'm losing. But
you're not losing.
Is it worth it? But now if there's an upset, now I'm out way more because I bet more to make that little bit. So you got to watch that too.
I mean, obviously it's not a strategy for a reason. Nobody's using this strategy, right? But on paper or in my head, it makes sense. If these guys are always winning or winning majority of the time, why don't you bet with them every single time? Because that one loss is gonna offset months of small wins. It's an interesting way to think of it, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm always trying to beat something, man. You know what?
You need to stop
the
watching.
Casino is not going to, it's not going to happen.
You need to stop watching these gambling documentaries because it's not going to end well for you, buddy. It's not going to end well
To look further into it, if some sporting events are rigged, which kind of is looking that way.
Yeah.
Vegas is definitely always going to win. You know? That's why.
I don't know. Like it's
why it's rigged, because of Vegas.
It seems crazy that it would be such a problem, but I mean, it also is very easy. It's very easy to gamble now. It's very easy. So if you're in the sport itself or you're involved, I mean, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much. So maybe it is a bigger problem than we know. But how do you crack down on it, you know?
I'm going to be honest with you. I am so happy that I don't have that bug.
The gambling
bug? Itch. The gambling bug, the gambling itch. I never had it. I will bet. I will gamble. But I don't have to immediately go back and try to win it back. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I always kind of go into it knowing I'm going to lose because I know what my luck is. I don't have the greatest luck in the world.
So you go in, you say, all right.
Nah, it's always just for fun. You know, it's always a...
Yeah, I got $100, and that $100 is just, it doesn't matter. If I keep it, great. If I lose it, fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
I don't know. Gambling everywhere, folks. And you know what? Hey, if you want to bet on any, there's probably something going on tonight you could gamble on, you know?
Clickety clack.
NHL.
Uh-huh.
Badminton. Cripes, you can bet on what? Anything, though.
Actually, I need to put some money down on that on the Kentucky Derby coming up, too.
Oh, there you go. See? Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one, yeah. Bet on them ponies, man. I'm going to bet on them ponies.
So, there you go. Clickety-clack. There you go.
Right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Well, good morning. 726, Brock Hunter. What?
Just made a couple new nice intros.
Well, did you
still
send them to
with
me?
Barney.
Did you send them to me?
Yeah, they're in the U-Drive.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You jerk.
Well, I'm still not overwriting Barney, all right? I'm going to deal with this till the day you die for another 150 years, Hunter.
God, please take me now. Can we just have all our intros be like 90s rap?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That's the best. That was the best era of rap.
You know, a couple Tupac intros.
Yeah.
It's a biggie.
I like it. Because nothing like a couple of honkies from the Midwest who,
fits.
Fits really well. Anyway, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, welcome to it. 727. We got to get to it. It's time for Sportsy Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing getting you stocked up. Delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser, seasonal drinks. Whatever you got going on, whatever you're celebrating, whatever you got going down on a weekend, a weekday, don't matter. Get stocked up. Drink wiser with Bud Distributing.
All right, let's get through some scores real quick. Now I got a few stories here for you. Important stuff happened last night. 2023 Stanley Cup playoffs. Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 4-2. Florida leads that series 1-0. The Kraken. There you go. I'll give it to you one time. Seattle beating Dallas. The Stars. 5-4 in overtime. Seattle leads that series 1-0. Tonight there are some games. The Devils gonna be in Carolina playing the Hurricanes. Damn, who wins that one? A Devil or a Hurricane?
Depends. It depends.
You know,
I think the Hurricane, right?
Nah.
No, the Devil. Nah.
Prince of Darkness or whatever it is. You know,
that's Ozzy. What are you? That's Ozzy.
That's Ozzy. That's right. Yeah, way off.
Don't mix it up.
Anyway, that game's at 7 o'clock tonight. That's game one. Oilers going to be in Vegas playing the Golden Knights at 9:30. That is game one as well. Other important scores, NBA playoffs. Round two, best of seven. Last night, the Knicks beating the Heat 111-105. That series tied 1-1. Lakers beat the Warriors 117-112. L.A. leads that series 1-0. Caught the end of that game last night. And it was every bit of the playoffs, man. It was craziness. They were flying around, actually playing defense. There were some bodies being tossed around last night that I was like, somebody's going to get hurt, man. They're playing hard.
Was it like the Disturbed song or the Drowning Pool song, Bodies?
Bodies at the floor. At some points, yes. Yep. Yeah. There was one fall from LeBron. He's a big dude. 6'8". When he goes up and one of the guys just kind of tore him down. They fouled him on purpose. And he hit the floor pretty hard, man.
See, that's the other thing about all you tall people, all right? You think you're better than us? Well, it hurts more when you fall down.
Longer fall.
Yep.
Hey, I know that. Trust me. I've ridden a skateboard in my life before. Trust me.
Not me. It's just a little.
It's not fun. And you don't even scrape your knee. You're already on the ground. For me, it takes like 10 seconds for me to hit the ground. You know, I make that tree noise.
Like a big skinny tree falling down in the forest.
Except that's not wood. That's my bones cracking.
Oh, that didn't sound good. I think he's dead.
Timber!
Anyway.
So, yeah, there you go. Some NBA, man. Actually, there are some games tonight. Yes, the 76ers going to be in Boston playing Celtics at 8 o'clock. Philadelphia leads that series 1-0.
Nice.
Moving on. Pro football. Quick story here for you. The report card is in, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like Super Bowl 57 was the most watched Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowls, in history of mankind. Number of crunches figured out that the audience was 115.1 million viewers.
That's wild.
It's wild, man. Which is more than 114.4 million who tuned in to see the Patriots and the Seahawks. In Super Bowl 49, I think we all know that one, where they didn't give the ball to Beast Mode. They lost the game on purpose, it feels like. Unbelievable.
Hey, Pete Carroll, you got probably one of the greatest running backs we've seen in quite some time.
You got a half a yard to go, and we have a freight train that can hold on to a ball.
But look,
That's
what they're going to be expecting, so we're going to throw it.
We're going to throw it to Wimpy Arms over here.
You idiot.
What are you doing? You have a freight train that nobody can stop. Everybody's been talking about it all year.
Look, we're on the goal line. We have a guy who could just, I mean, literally run through a brick wall.
You know what? Pete Carroll needed a new piece of gum at that point or something.
God, I do not like Pete Carroll. He just said...
He chewed all his good play calling out, you know?
It's starting to affect his brain, man.
Yeah. But that's crazy, man. 115.1 million viewers for Super Bowl 57.
Yeah.
Which, didn't it seem like this past year's Super Bowl was just kind of, meh? Like, there weren't, like, too many parties going on. I didn't feel like there were, like, too many Super Bowl events.
Well, you know, I think the
I mean, it's always in the talks. It's always something to do, and people. But I felt like past Super Bowls have been way more exciting, and like I've anticipated them more.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the reason behind that would be. Is it because maybe having the Eagles on there? You know, not two quarterbacks that, because Mahomes has been there plenty. You know, but maybe because there were some fresh teams in a sense, there was a fresh opponent. It wasn't Mahomes and Brady. You know what I mean? So,
And you know, I think I figured it out thinking about this. So much like I said, there weren't like a lot of events. People weren't really going out to the bars too much this past year. Right. So what does that entail? You sit at home and turn it on your TV. That's one more viewer. This next guy stayed home, turns it on his own TV. There's two more. I mean, if you're not going to the bar to watch it or out at somebody else's house, it's just multiplying views, right?
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense. And with TVs as being as cheap as they are, everybody's got a big screen now, it feels like. Why go out?
Yeah.
It's interesting. But there's a lot of people watching, man.
Well, the fact that it's the most in history, that's pretty crazy.
You think they, like, tell the players that, like, right before they go out on the field, like, hey, real quick.
Everyone's watching.
115 million people watching this right now. Don't screw up.
I think those guys can handle that.
Does that give you a little, like, one butterfly, though? Brock, we have three people listening right now, and I kind of have a butterfly.
We have tens of people listening right now, and it's still a little nerve-wracking.
I don't want to screw up.
I think at that point, man, or do you, like, it's almost like the adrenaline overtakes you. I don't know, man. It's just wild. Dude, it's wild to think about.
I feel
like
you could feel that.
Yeah.
You know, if 115 people have eyes on you, I don't even care if it's through a TV. I think you feel that.
115 million. Yeah.
150 million.
Yeah.
A lot of eyes on you, man.
Yeah. Well, and how many are in the stadium? That's not including the, what, 60,000 in the stadium?
Yeah,
not that many.
That.
Is it more than that?
I think they pack them in there. Yeah, they probably, Super Bowl, they're probably packing.
100?
80,000.
80,000, yeah.
You should type that in. And you know what, another question.
How many people attended?
Well, it's because it's in the winter. Damn it, that sucks. I was going to say, why wouldn't they have the Super Bowl at the Big House? Biggest stadium in the world, or second biggest in the world.
Yeah, I still, we've talked about that before. I wish they would do it at an, but again, you got to have weather.
It's January, and it's outside Michigan.
Yeah, if you did it at like Lambeau Field, it'd be, you know, different, but how many people attended the Super Bowl? 70,000 in attendance.
70,000?
Yep.
And that's shoulder to shoulder. 70,000 at $5,000 a ticket.
Don't even get started on that. Unbelievable how much money they made. What didn't we say? They made like over $1 billion.
Over a billion. That's like $1.5 billion just in the game. Or just in like tickets, right? Yep. It's craziness, man.
Nuts, man. Yep.
I got a hockey story here, but it's, I think we should just end it on pro football.
I'm fine. Whatever, man. Is it a story about a guy taking a skate off and trying to stab someone or no?
No. Unfortunately, Happy Gilmore is not in your hockey story this morning. But
you know, I got a hockey record, too, you know. I'm the only guy who took a skate off, tried to stab some with it.
Oh.
It's a good record. It's a good record. All right, good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.